Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
A lot of fucking names.
So many names.
Yeah. And, oh, he mentioned David came up, I think, didn't he?
David and his son,
so, like, that's
Solomon.
Like one of our hints that this might be the chronicler writing this or whatever. Because, you know, he's still in love with David.
Yeah.
But that's all I got out of it. It was so many fucking names. I was, like, drowning in goddamn names by the end of that chapter.
It was musicians and gatekeepers.
Fuck the musicians and gatekeepers. They're stupid.
I don't care. I mean, even when I summarized it, I was like, nothing happened. It was all names.
I'm all right learning about the dung gate, but I don't care who's fucking guarding the dung gate, okay?
It's true.
That's where I draw the line.
It's poop.
Yeah. So that was Nehemiah chapter 12.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Nehemiah chapter 13.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Nehemiah 13, chapter 13, Nehemiah.
Last book of
last
Nehemiah.
Last chapter of Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start over. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, Nehemiah chapter 13.
The last one.
The
last
chapter.
Chapter
of this book.
Yeah. We're going to finish this today.
We sure as fuck are.
Hell yeah.
We didn't mess that up at all.
No.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. On that day.
On that day.
That one day.
That one day.
The book of Moses was read aloud in the hearing of the people, and there it was found written that, excuse you, no Ammonite or Moabite should ever be admitted into the assembly of God.
No commingling.
I'll have you know. Because they had not met the Israelites with food and water.
Hold on. This sounds like bullshit because Moses literally married a fucking Moabite. Now, I know it doesn't specifically say that in the Bible.
But it is highly
suggested.
And
kind of known-ish.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to attribute something to him, that's what he did marry a Moabite.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I sincerely doubt that he wrote that in his fucking book.
I doubt he did
This guy is really against commingling.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got some sort of fucking agenda here.
He's racist.
Yeah.
That's his agenda.
Right.
So anyways, as he was saying, no Ammonite or Moabite should ever be fucking admitted into the assembly of God, comma, because guess why? Because they had not met the Israelites with food and water, but had hired Balaam to call a curse down on them.
Oh, they can remember Balaam.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't remember the fact that Moses married a fucking Moabite.
Yeah. Yeah. And whatever. They don't remember none of the other laws.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But boy, they remember Balaam and his donkey.
I mean, they didn't say anything about the donkey, but, you know, that's part I remember. That's for sure.
Parentheses voice ready.
Yeah.
Our God, however, turned the curse into a blessing. Let us not forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The guy never, like, I don't recall him actually cursing them. Like, remember he went off to the mountains himself, Balaam, and he didn't go with the Moabite leader. He went off by himself. I don't remember him actually cursing. Like, I thought they were actually, like, he turned them into a...
He did. I'm pretty sure he did.
Did he curse them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain, but I'd have to read it again, but it's too boring, so I probably won't.
Well, I remember there was conflicting information.
Cause
one, they didn't, like, God didn't want him to curse them. But then the Moabite king wanted them to curse him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, whatever. It was a bunch of shit.
It was a bunch of
And there
bullshit.
Was talking fucking donkey.
And mountains. He had to go up mountains and stuff,
right.
Too.
And then an angel almost killed him.
Yeah, true, yeah. True.
It was a rough trip.
It was, I mean, when your donkey talks to you, that is rough.
Yeah. I mean, he was trying to beat it.
Yeah.
So, maybe don't beat your donkey.
Okay,
it might talk to you.
Okay, but if you're an angel of the Lord, be visible.
Yes, yeah.
Not just to donkeys, but to people too.
Right, especially if you're blocking their way, ready to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay, that whole story is
right,
stupid.
Yeah, yeah. We're just rehashing.
Anyway, okay, whatever. On with this chapter.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
When the people heard this law, they excluded from Israel all who were of foreign descent.
Okay.
Racist
So
fucks.
You cannot be... Anything but isn't an Israelite,
yeah,
and be there like there is no you can't bring people into the fold.
Yeah, it's you just, have to fuck your cousin.
You're either Israelite or you're not.
You gotta fuck your brother. You gotta fuck your cousin.
Seems like a bad plan for spreading the word. You know, spreading the message.
They weren't trying to spread the message.
Obviously,
they were trying to own the land.
Xenophobic motherfuckers.
Yeah. Before this. Eliashib, the priest, had been put in charge of the storerooms of the house of our God.
Okay.
He was closely associated with Tobiah. You know Tobiah.
No, I really
and
don't.
And he had provided him with a large room formerly used to store the grain offerings and incense and temple articles, and also the tithes of grain, new wine, and olive oil prescribed for the Levite musicians and gatekeepers.
Where do they move all that shit to?
As well as the contributions for the priests.
Okay.
I don't know.
Got it.
But, while all this was going on, I, Nehemiah, was not in Jerusalem. For in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had returned to the king. Don't forget, I was his cupbearer.
Yeah, you needed to bring that cup to him.
Had to go taste his food and make sure it wasn't poison.
Right.
Sometime later, I, Nehemiah, asked his permission and came back to Jerusalem.
Sometime later. Not any specific time.
Not a specific one.
Got it.
Here, I, Nehemiah, learned about the evil thing Eliashib had done in providing Tobiah a room in the courts of the house of God.
That's a fucking evil thing?
That is evil.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Their understanding of evil is different from mine.
Yeah.
I, Nehemiah, was greatly displeased and threw all Tobiah's household goods out of the room. I kicked his ass out.
He just needed some storage space, man. He's probably renting it, too.
Right?
I mean, I bet he paid some money for that shit.
Probably.
You don't just get to store shit in the house of the Lord without paying some money.
Right? I, Nehemiah, gave orders to purify the rooms. Like, today that would mean, like, burning sage.
Right.
You know?
Or whatever.
And then I, Nehemiah, put back into them the equipment of the house of God. With the grain offerings and the incense.
Good for you, Nehemiah. You are doing a great, just bang-up job here.
Bang-up job.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
No, he's kind of a dick.
Like, I don't feel like this is the same guy that wrote Ezra, but I do feel like it's the same guy that wrote Chronicles.
You think?
I feel like, yeah. I could be wrong, but I didn't find Ezra's chapters to be quite as insufferable.
Yeah, it's true.
This guy is just like, Mimi, I.
Right.
Guess what I did?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you are a gossipy little bitch, aren't you? I, Nehemiah, also learned that the portions assigned to the Levites had not been given to them and that all the Levites and musicians responsible for the service had gone back to their own fields. So
just shit fell apart while he was gone, apparently.
I know. Like, I have to do everything around here.
Right, yeah. It's a good thing he came back. Mm-hmm. Man, it just would have gone all to hell.
All to hell, I'm telling you. You don't know how difficult it is to be Nehemiah. I'm always in demand.
Right.
Tasting people's food to make sure it's not poisoned. And then coming here and kicking people out of their rooms and measuring their grass to see if it's too high so that I can tattle to the council that they need to pay a fine and mow their lawn.
Yeah, he's the fucking HOA guy or HOV.
HOA.
Yeah. Yeah, HOA guy that like goes around, you know, checking everything.
Guy. Yeah. So I, Nehemiah, rebuked the officials and asked them, why the fuck is the house of God neglected, you assholes? Then
probably because you were gone and we didn't give a fuck while you were gone.
Yeah.
That would be my answer. Like, sorry, man. We didn't know you were coming back.
Yeah. If you would have given warning, we would have moved him off to a closet right quick.
We don't like dealing with your shit, man.
Yeah. Then I, Nehemiah, called them together and stationed them at their posts. I made them go back to work. All Judah brought the tithes of grain, new wine, and olive oil into the storerooms. I, Nehemiah, put Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the scribe, and a Levite named Pedaiah in charge of the storerooms and made Hanan, son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, their assistant because they were considered trustworthy.
And all of Israel was like, my God, this fucker's back and he's being a dick. So I guess we got to go do this shit.
Yeah. It's like when the boss is away and everybody's like, okay, we're still going to get shit done, but we're going to like way relax about it.
Yeah, like we're going to do this our way.
And then the district manager like comes back and like it's an unannounced visit and he's like going through and he's like counting the merch to see what kind
of shit. Like,
I
was going to get that back in order tomorrow. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know to expect you.
Yeah, like No, we don't sweep the fucking floors every day. We sweep them every few days. And if we know you're coming, then we sweep and mop the fucking floor, okay?
And the legitimate answer is, stop being such a fucking dick. We're getting along fine without you here.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, you racist fuck. They were made responsible for distributing the supplies to their fellow Levites. Remember me, Nehemiah, for this, my God. And do not blot out what I, Nehemiah, have so faithfully done for the house of my God and his services. Is he really
pitching to God to make sure that people don't forget him?
I'm just going to read this one more time. What the fuck? Exactly the way it is phrased.
That's so arrogant.
I'm not adding words here when I say this.
That's so fucking arrogant.
Remember me for this, my God, and do not blot out what I have so faithfully done for the house of my God and its services.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He thinks really a lot of himself.
He does. He's like having this discussion with Sky Daddy, and they are like besties, and they have each other number one on speed dial.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
It's kind of a sickening scenario here.
Yeah.
You know, I will have to say this, though. So far this chapter, like, not as many names, so I'm like happy with that.
It is.
We actually have shit to discuss.
It is entertaining. Yeah. I will say that.
Right.
In those days, I, Nehemiah, saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath.
Holy hell. No, not working on the Sabbath.
And bringing
in... He killed the guy for picking up... God killed that guy for picking up goddamn sticks on the Sabbath.
On the wrong day, yeah.
And these guys are treading wine?
They're treading wine on the Sabbath. And bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys.
Why aren't they all dead?
Together with wine, grapes, figs, and all other kinds of loads.
Is it possible that God is inconsistent?
It might be that God's inconsistent.
Shit. That
or sucks. Non-existent.
I mean, there's always that possibility, right. Yeah.
And guess what else? Guess what else? Just don't even guess.
Okay.
And they were bringing all this into Jerusalem on the fucking Sabbath. That can you even believe it?
Yeah. I mean, I can because I don't give a fuck about the Sabbath.
Right.
But.
Right, but these guys are supposed to care about the Sabbath, so he's like aghast.
But
he's appalled.
These are literal Israelites that should be like dead at this point.
Right.
If this is the same God,
yeah,
they should be dead.
They should be dead because that
motherfucker
just found,
didn't truck with that bullshit.
And
he's
they
like,
just
nah.
found Moses' words.
Right, they got the fucking words, so
they
know.
Know that somebody died picking up sticks on the wrong goddamn day.
Right.
Because that's in those stories.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just read that and were like, yeah, but.
And they just came back from fucking exile, like within the last, 100 years or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So, like, they know what, hypothetically, they know what being bad does to them.
Mm-hmm.
They also know the rules. So, like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. I don't think that it was as serious as we're being led to believe it was.
Once again, I don't really think the Israelites actually worshipped Yahweh. They worshipped whatever the fuck did something for them.
Yeah.
They're like, can you please, like, help my grain grow?
Yeah.
I need grain.
I need to like, not be... harassed by the king.
Right, yeah, just, can you get somebody to lay off me for a bit?
Whatever makes the king happy, yes, that is what I believe,
100%. Right, right.
Therefore, I, Nehemiah, warned them against selling food on that day, because,
not working,
it's
selling.
My business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to go tell them.
Mm-hmm.
People from Tyre, who lived in Jerusalem, were bringing in fish and all kinds of merchandise.
Mm.
And selling them in Jerusalem on the Sabbath to the people of Judah, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I, Nehemiah, rebuked the nobles of Judah and said to them, what the fuck is this wicked thing you assholes are doing, desecrating the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I'm so embarrassed.
Can't even believe you guys are still alive.
Right? And then I, Nehemiah, continued to say, didn't your ancestors do the same fucking things, you morons?
They did.
So
that
our God brought all this calamity on us and all this on the city? It's like you don't even learn, you dumb fucks.
You know, any God that punishes them to that extent for fucking working on the Sabbath really is a dick.
Yeah,
I mean, because really that day is set apart, hypothetically, to worship you, your lordship.
Yes, your
and
lordship.
And if we don't do that, you either kill us or banish us from our land.
Yeah.
that's some major egotism.
That's what I'm saying.
Just ill-placed and, like, not cool.
Right? Like, I demand a day that you just do nothing but worship my ass.
Right.
Oh, you can't understand it because it's from, you're looking at it from a human perspective.
Can you, okay, but let's look at it from a human perspective, shall we? Let's just say you have three kids at home, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And let's say you walk in one day and you sit your wife down and your three kids and you say, okay, look, everybody, I really like Thursdays and it's my off day. I deem that you shall only worship me on that day. And that is all you shall do.
You'll worship me, like, the rest of the week, too. But on that day...
that day...
That's all you'll do.
That's all you'll do. Yeah. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it sounds as ridiculous as that would sound saying to your fucking kid and your wife.
Yeah.
Because, no. You're fucking loony.
Yeah, like, they call that codependency. And husbands are like, you're too needy. Get the fuck away from me. And, yeah. That's how that goes.
Right.
That relationship doesn't last.
No. No.
So, okay. I'm still Nehemiah and I'm still speaking.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, I continued. Now, you are stirring up more wrath against Israel by desecrating the Sabbath. Ugh. Mm-hmm. End quote.
Mm-hmm.
When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I, Nehemiah, ordered the doors to be shut. And not opened until the fucking Sabbath was over.
Damn, they made all those people with their shit stay outside the doors.
Yep. They were like, get out, bye. I, Nehemiah, stationed some of my own men at the gates so that no load could be brought in on the Sabbath day. Ha ha. I won.
That's
Once
rough.
Or twice, the merchants and sellers of all kinds of goods spent the night outside Jerusalem. Ha ha. Whatever. But I, Nehemiah, warned them and said, why do you spend the night by the wall? If you do this again, I, Nehemiah, will fucking arrest you.
What? Why do you care if they spend the night by the fucking wall?
Because they're
sneaking
out.
They're not working. They're just
working.
Sitting there.
They're working.
Oh, my God.
They're working. They're working and you're arrested. They're working.
Okay.
There will be no working.
How far away do you have to camp before, you know, he didn't arrest you?
You have to be in your own house. Go home.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got this city on lockdown.
Sure.
From that time on, haha, they no longer came on the Sabbath. I win everything always. Then I, Nehemiah, commanded the Levites to purify themselves. I commanded them to do this and go and guard the gates in order to keep the Sabbath day holy.
Yeah.
I made them work.
Gotta keep that Sabbath day holy.
I made them work on the Sabbath
day. It's true.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's okay in that instance because it was deemed that it was needed.
Yeah.
By sure. Who? By Nehemiah?
Nehemiah. Oh, but here we've got another. He's going to talk to God. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Remember me for this also, my God, and show mercy to me according to your great love.
He's not even asking for direction. He's just telling God not forget him.
I know.
Is that how fucking arrogant?
Put me in heaven at your right hand.
Like, he's putting people to work on the Sabbath. He's not even saying, hey, God, is this cool?
Right.
You know?
He's like, I did
no,
do this.
No, he's like, I'm doing this. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
And God, you're going to make sure I don't get forgot for this because fuck you.
You.
I'm doing a good fucking job down here, man.
Look, I am doing so good. I have a whole book named after me.
Yeah, right?
I wrote it.
I'm definitely getting into heaven.
I wrote it myself, but so...
Right.
I didn't write it on the Sabbath, but even if I did, it was worship. I did say, my God, my God, my God a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds a lot like Christians today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyways, moreover, in those days, I, Nehemiah, saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab.
I thought we already covered this. Like,
guess how I
back.
Felt about that?
Not good, probably.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
Half of their children... spoke the language of Ashdod.
Not that. They're multilingual?
Or the
How
language...
How can you possibly accept that?
Or the language of one of the other peoples. Gross.
Wow.
And did not know how to speak the language of Judah. That's disgusting.
Yeah. You know, that sounds also like Republicans.
I know, it does, right? Like go back to your country
right,
and
yes.
we only speak English here. Yeah.
Like, no, actually, it's not the national language even, so...
Not even close, you
We don't have a national language.
Right. Yeah.
this the melting pot and all.
This is where Republicans got this from. Fucking Nehemiah. I, Nehemiah, rebuked the fuck out of them and called curses down on them. I beat some of the men and pulled out their hair.
What the fuck? Did he really?
Yeah. I, Nehemiah, beat some of the men and pulled out their hair.
Oh my God.
I'm awesome. I'm the best. My shit smells delicious. You want to eat my butt. Mm-hmm. I, Nehemiah.
I think that might have been, you know, thrown in there. Yeah, I don't think that was in the Bible.
It might have been my addition.
That might have been.
It's just he likes himself so much.
He really does. He really does.
I, Nehemiah, made them take an oath in God's name.
Was this after he beat them and pulled their hair out? Okay.
And I said, you are not to give your daughters in marriage to their sons, nor, fuckers, are you to take their daughters in marriage for your sons or for yourselves.
Because otherwise I'll beat you and pull your hair out.
Right?
Not God will punish you.
Right? I'll be angry.
Yeah, Nehemiah is going to fucking punish your ass.
Yeah. Was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned? No, it was because he married thousands of women and worshipped all their various gods. You dumb asshole.
It had nothing to do with... Oh, my God.
I hate this guy so much. That's
such a bad justification for this.
Right? Right? Among the many nations, there was no king like him. He was loved by his God. Wait,
Solomon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
And God made him king over all Israel. But even he was led into sin by foreign women.
No.
It was the women who led him into sin. No. He was innocent.
Give me a fucking break. He had thousands of women. Thousands. You can't tell me.
It was all the thousands of women's fault.
That is such bullshit.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. The way this is written so bad.
I hate this guy.
This is so bad.
This guy is horrible. Must we hear now that you too are doing all this terrible wickedness and are being unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women? Ill. One of the sons of
Broken record starts.
I know. Hold on. I got to stutter. Hold on. Hoyada.
Hoyada?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the sons of Hoyada, son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite.
Okay.
Horonite.
Okay.
And I, Nehemiah, drove him away from me. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Good.
That happened.
Good job, Nehemiah.
I did that. Yeah. I drove that asshole away from me.
Make sure God knows you did it. I wouldn't want him to forget.
Actually, I am about to talk to God now.
Okay, yeah. Talk to God, not with God.
Talk at God.
Yeah. Talk at God.
Remember them, my God, because they defiled the priestly office and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. So I, Nehemiah, purified the priests and the Levites of everything foreign and assigned them duties, each to his own task.
You, Nehemiah, are fucking insufferable.
I am insufferable. I, Nehemiah, also made provision for contributions of wood at designated times and for the first fruits. So remember me with favor, my God. The end.
Not once did he ask
anything
of God or ask any advice from God.
Or tell God how great he is.
No, yeah. It was all about making sure God remembered him.
Don't forget I'm awesome.
Like that's not how you are supposed to. Okay, just given the history that we've gone through so far of the Bible, that is not how you're supposed to talk to God.
That is not
If
at
there
all.
Were a God,
that
was not the correct tone.
That was not
the correct way to talk to him.
You are a busybody, and if this was a movie, you would be the one learning the lesson.
God would have fucking bitch slapped your ass into the goddamn ground, and then smote you, and then opened the ground and swallowed you, and burnt you, because you're such a fucking arrogant shit.
And Nehemiah, guess what? Solomon would not have liked you.
Yeah, no.
So there.
Like, you're a dick. Go away.
I have the C.
Yeah.
What do you have? Nehemiah,
right.
A ruler to measure people's grass? Get the fuck out of here.
All right. So that was the end of Nehemiah.
That that was the end of Nehemiah.
And Nehemiah is quite a fucking ass.
He's a character, isn't he? He's a card.
He's something. He's something. He sure as hell thinks a lot of himself.
Oh, he's a trip.
I'm glad we got past the names and into a little bit of story to learn. Because, uh-huh. That gave me a taste of Nehemiah, and it left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
That was really, I don't like him.
Ezra struck me as somewhat sincere.
Somewhat, yeah.
He wasn't insufferable. He seemed sincere.
Right.
Nehemiah, he's the chronicler all over.
He's really just
I'm going to do more research and see, because I saw that there were some people saying that it's all the same, but then there was somebody else that I didn't look into because, rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Who said that something may have been edited over later on, and I'm thinking it was Ezra.
I'm thinking that because Ezra's in this book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they mentioned Ezra. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this guy Nehemiah just was like, I'm just going to make myself the star of a story here.
Yeah. And he wrote Chronicles, and then he saw Ezra's, story or whatever, and he's like, I'm going to write me a story too. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like anybody back then would know. There were so few people that could read and write that if you added the story, there's not going to be a lot of people questioning it.
Right.
As long as you knew the right way to do it.
Exactly.
And put it to the right people and said, here, this is all part of this group and whatever. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, we finished another book of the Bible.
We sure as fuck did.
Yeah. Which means that this weekend we will be back.
I don't have it all planned out, but
I know. We're going to be back with some stuff.
There will be a Q&A. There will be an entire book wrap up. There will be a contradictions. You're always wrong.
Right, right.
There will be
a Patreon.
There will be the weekly wrap up and
replay, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. There'll be all that, and then we'll be back. I don't want to give exact time frames here, but maybe on Monday.
No, it won't be on Monday.
No, because we got too many episodes to do.
Yeah.
But at some point when we're done with all the extra episodes for Nehemiah, we'll be back with
Esther chapter 1.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys in the upcoming episodes here, and then then the other ones too. Sorry, I thought I was going to say something clever, but then it was running out of my mouth.
You're no Nehemiah because you're able to admit
when
you sound stupid.
Yeah, which is a lot.
I'm here to vouch for that.
Yeah,
but I do too.
Right, right.
So
we're stupid together.
We are. That's the important thing.
Love you.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.